Greg Palast is an investigative journalist. He's a regular at these Fighting Bob Fests. He was the one that blew the whistle on the 2000 theft of the presidential election, and he's been covering that beat forever. His brand new book, How Trump Stole 2020, looks at the ways in which the 2020 election has already been compromised, but it also gives us a look at what we can do about it. From California, let's give a warm welcome to Greg Palast.
This whole election is being rigged.
It's rigged.
The election is being rigged.
It's totally rigged.
Hi, my name's Greg Palast, and you can tell from the hat that I'm an investigative reporter. And I'd like to thank Norm Stockwell for inviting me and The Progressive. You may know me from Democracy Now!, Rolling Stone, BBC Television, and The Guardian, and from my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which Governor Barnes kindly said is his story. And now I've written a book called How Trump Stole 2020. No, don't freak out. It is not a prediction. It's a warning. But you're going to have to steal it back. That is, we can bust the burglary. Now, I'm very happy to be with you here in Wisconsin because you're going to pick our president. I'm in California. I don't count. You do. So I'm counting on you to fix this, to steal back this election. Now, how do I know that Trump has stolen it in 2020 because he stole it in 2016 in Wisconsin. Let's break that down. Let's start with this. 2 weeks before the election in 2016, the courts ruled that you had to have a new voter, special voter ID, an active photo voter ID. But guess what? You can use your gun ID, but don't try using that University of Wisconsin ID unless you have the special one that's allowed for voting. And Scott Walker locked that baby in because when he was kicked out of office, he made sure that he picked regents who will not issue votable IDs for 182,000 University of Wisconsin students. Now, according to the study by the University of Wisconsin, 10.5% of all black voters did not have the ID that they needed to vote last second. In addition, you had at least an even bigger proportion of students who couldn't vote, and they calculated that 61,274 black students and voters lost their vote, tried to vote, but could not. 61,000 tried to vote, African Americans and students. How much did Trump win Wisconsin by? 22,000 votes. So, but they knocked out three times as many voters through the new ID law, and that hasn't changed. So number one, you better get your ID. Second, there's a trick. Since Trump only won by 22,000 votes, what are they going to do this year? By the way, that's all in How Trump Stole 2020. So what are they going to do this year? Well, I want you to read the chapter Wisconsin Eats Its Young. You have an attempt by the GOP legislature to remove, are you ready, 153,000 voters. That's seven times Trump's supposed victory margin from 2016. And what are the grounds for these voters being removed? Oh, because you've left Wisconsin. You've left Milwaukee. Now you can't vote in Milwaukee if you don't live in Milwaukee. Well, who's on this list that they want to remove these voters? Who are the people that left Milwaukee? Well, one is Saquana Taylor. And I talked to her. I said to Saquana, how come you're voting in Milwaukee if you don't live there? That's a felony crime. She says, I haven't moved out of Milwaukee. I said, prove it. She says, well, look on the wall of this building. I was in the county building. She's Milwaukee County Supervisor and a member of the school board. No, I don't think she left. So if they can knock off a county supervisor in Milwaukee as not living in Milwaukee, who else? Now, I will have to tell you, she was committing the crime of attempting to vote while black. And that's the majority of the people on the hit list of 153,000. Now, I'm going through that list. I'll be issuing, go to gregpalace.com, and you can look yourself up to see if you've been purged from the voter rolls of Wisconsin. We'll have that up in a couple of weeks. gregpalace.com. You check. But you know what? You're a fool if you don't check your registration right now, because they don't tell you if they've removed you from the voter rolls. What would be the point? You just re-register. That's my point. You're going to re-register. Re-register right now. So you better check your registration now. You can check that even before I have it up at gregpalace.com. You can check your registration at your Secretary of State, at your Board of Elections website, at your County Board of Elections. Please do it right now. Now, you say, oh, I've been voting in the same place 20 years. I don't care. That's the point. They don't want you to look up your registration. They don't want you to know that you just lost your vote. And you just reelected Trump because you don't have any votes to lose. And by the way, if Trump wins because the voters voted for him, I don't have a problem. That's democracy. What I'm concerned about is that we have a repeat of 2016 when the politicians picked the voters. And the voters didn't pick the politicians in Wisconsin. Now, I was just down in Georgia, and the ACLU just issued our investigation of the purges of the voter rolls in Georgia. And I was down there. Now, here's what we found. They removed 313,000 voters from the voter rolls in October. And in the report that was just issued by the ACLU that the Greg Palast Investigative Fund did, we found that 198,357 voters were wrongly removed. Now, how do we know it so exactly? In fact, we have the names and addresses of each one because they said these people moved and we did something that they were supposed to do by law. Number one, check with the post office. You can get hire a special post office licensee and they will check people's address. Absolutely. We also check with the people who really know where you live. They call it Amazon. So we went to Amazon's experts, eBay's experts, Home Depot's experts who verify addresses for them, and they never get it wrong. And they said, the post office is correct, we're correct. The Secretary of State, a Republican, who took the place of a guy named Brian Kemp. Now, Brian Kemp, if you remember, he was the Secretary of State of Georgia, the guy in charge of the vote while he's running for governor against Stacey Abrams. Now, Stacey Abrams was the first African-American woman to ever run for governor of any American state, and she won. As she said, citing our studies, the Palace Investigative Fund reports, she said, I won, but I won't be inaugurated because they removed these 250,000 voters illegally, mostly voters of color and young people. And who are they? Okay, go to gregpalace.com. In fact, read, once again, How Trump Stole 2020, which also tells you how you can steal it back. You'll meet a woman, Christine Jordan. I was at the polling station. Her niece was in tears, as you saw. Her niece was in tears because she'd been voting at the same place for 50 years, ever since her cousin, Martin Luther King, was murdered. Now, if they can take away Martin Luther King's cousin's vote after 50 years, they can take your vote away too. Now, it's true, another person attempting to vote while black. But in Wisconsin, attempting to vote while a student is also very risky business. So I want you to get the book, How Trump Stole 2020. Now, I don't make any money off it. It all goes to our foundation to continue the work of our investigations. But most important, and here's what you really need. You need, at the back of the book, or you can just get it at gregpalace.com. You're going to get the ballot condom. Protect your vote. Now, you can also get this at gregpalace.com. Now, what do you do with the ballot condom for safe voting? No, you don't slip it over your ballot. You do read the 7 steps to protecting your vote, including, especially if you're in Wisconsin, check your registration right now. The second thing is, if you're going to vote, you better vote early. Don't think of election day as coming up. Think of election month. You have early voting in Wisconsin, and I can tell you that if you go in midweek, those places are pretty empty, and you won't have hours of lines. If you're going to mail in your vote and go postal, you fool, be prepared to lose your vote. And it's not just because of Agent Orange playing games with the post office. MIT study, and this is in How Trump Stole 2020, an MIT study found that 22%, more than 1 in 5 mail-in ballots, is never counted. Why? Well, about half of those are because you don't get the ballot. And many of you will have experienced this. You asked for a mail-in ballot, and you didn't get it on time, so you ended up waiting in a 4-hour line on election day, and you still didn't get your ballot counted. Now, the other thing is, so what happens to the rest of those ballots? You're going to have a bunch of schmucks in Hawaiian shirts called Boogaloo Boys who are going to be challenging your mail-in vote. Remember, a mail-in vote has to be verified and accepted, and any white supremacist schmuck can challenge your vote, and they do. Are you ready? Over 100,000 votes were lost in 2016 to postage due. 141,000 ballots were challenged because of their signature. That they said the signature didn't match the registration signature. What are the? Do we have 141,000 fraudulent voters, expert forgers out there filling out ballots? No. Just some jerk decided that they didn't like your vote, so they challenged your signature. We had hundreds of votes thrown out in New York in June because people closed their ballots with scotch tape. You just lost your vote. We had people, and by the way, if you're going to mail in your vote, fool, then you better go into the post office with it and tell them to postmark it. Don't put it in that mailbox. There's a Jim Crow alligator in there that doesn't want you to vote, okay? And this is way before Agent Orange took over the post office. Now, follow the directions and rules. In Wisconsin, you're going to need a witness. And it doesn't matter if your governor, Tony Evers, says you don't need a witness. Well, the people that took his advice lost their votes in the primary. Follow all the rules, no matter how insane, how stupid, how vicious, how mindless. Make sure that you have a U.S. citizen, and that means someone who's registered to vote. Make sure that they sign it exactly the way they are registered to vote. And by the way, don't use your own envelopes. Oh my God, don't fold it in some weird way. Don't use a red pen. Don't use lipstick. And if it says fill in the bubble, fill in the bubble. Don't put in a smiley face. Don't put in a check mark. Fill in the bubble. And make sure that you mail it in or take it in, preferably. And you can always take it into your county board of elections. Walk it in or have someone walk it in for you. Better if you walk it in and have them verify your signature on the spot. And if you don't get your ballot, go into that office in October, your county board of elections, get your ballot, fill it out right there, have them verify your signature and your ballot right there, because that's how you lose ballots. So again, 1 in 5 mail-in ballots are not received or are challenged and not counted. That could be you. You have 153,000 people facing attack on the voter rolls. Now, your Board of Elections, bless them, unanimously is trying to object to this mass removal of voters from the voter rolls. But you have an organization called Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Now, I know I like law and I like liberty, so they must be terrific guys. Well, they're funded by the Alan Bradley Foundation, which is, as you may know, were the people that destroyed the economy of Wisconsin by selling off and shipping out your factories. And they weren't done with you yet. No, they had to impose a right-wing program that makes the Koch brothers look like Franklin Roosevelt. Okay? So they are behind this lawsuit to force the removal of 153,000 voters. And I'm going to tell you right now, I just spoke to three of those voters who didn't know that they were being challenged for removal. Two students and an African-American out of Wisconsin. You'll get to meet them in film I'm doing for Democracy Now. But for the moment, I can tell you that they didn't move nowhere. They said that they left the state, that they were on some type of mover list. It's all a fake. But don't take a chance. Check your registration and check your registration again. On September 29th, there will be oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And it's still a Republican majority there. They may rule to remove these people. So you're going to have to check your registration again in October to make sure that they didn't wipe you off the voter rolls. Now, and in a couple weeks, in about 2 weeks, you'll be able to go to gregpalast.com. That's gregpalast.com, and check if you are on the purge list that Will is trying to impose on the state. So I'm telling you, I'm begging you, Wisconsin, you got to save America. I can't do it from California. We're just going to be out here surfing in the fires. But you in Wisconsin, put down the cheese and make sure that you get your registration checked out. You get your ballot early and you walk it in and make sure that you fill it out correctly, because I need every single vote to count. America needs every single vote to count. It's not a matter of or Trump or Biden. It's not a matter of Republican or Democrat. It's not a matter of right or left. It's a matter of right and wrong. Thank you.
And thanks again for joining us for this first ever virtual Fighting Bob Fest. And thanks everybody who made tonight's event possible.